You're listening to Issues and Ideas. I'm Marisa Waddell. My guests today are Scott Yu, the music director for Festival Mosaic, and Bettina Swigger, who's the executive director. Welcome to both of you.
Thanks for having us, Marisa.
Nice to be here.
It's a pleasure. Festival Mosaic is coming up on July 16th through the 26th, and tickets go on sale next week.
That's right. May 1st, you can get your single tickets to any of our more than 20 events, and you can do that online at festivalmosaic.com or by calling the office at 805-781-3009.
And we're here to talk about some of the exciting things that we can expect. And one of the most exciting is that you're going to do the Mass in B minor by Bach, and it's a collaboration with the Bach Collegium of San Diego. How did that collaboration come about?
The Bach Collegium was very highly recommended to us by many people, both administrators and musicians. And I checked out their recordings, and they actually recently recorded the Bach B minor Mass. And I forged a very nice relationship with their music director, Ruben Valenzuela. And we thought this is a great partnership. I think any one of the 24 choristers who's coming, they probably sung the Mass, 50 times, so they know it very well. Mm-hmm. We're very excited. When I first came to San Luis Obispo 10 years ago, I thought to myself after seeing the Mission San Luis Obispo, boy, we should really do the St. Matthew Passion here or the Bach B minor Mass. At the end of last season, several of my colleagues in the orchestra approached me and said, boy, you know what I'd love to do here? And I said, what? And they said, oh, we should do the B minor Mass. So it sort of all came together. And one of my very good friends, Chris Nomura, he said he's sung it 200 times. And so I asked him, hey, Chris, you want to sing it for the 201st time?
Wow.
And we assembled a very fine world-class cast of singers. I'm quite excited because we're using a brand new edition of the B minor Mass based on the very latest scholarship. The editors at Bärenreiter apparently used X-ray spectrography to decode which writing was J.S. Bach's and which writing was C.P.E. Bach's to put forward the most accurate edition possible. So far, I've only found four misprints in the materials. And it's going to be really a lot of fun. We're doing the piece twice because I think if we only did one performance, it would sell out way too quickly. We're expecting both performances to sell out anyway. But we're doing the first performance at Mission San Miguel on the last Friday of the festival. And then we'll do the second performance at Mission San Luis Obispo downtown.
Okay. And those are both evening performances?
Both evening performances. I don't know, something about doing the great Mass in a church that was built in the late 1700s and the piece was completed in 1748. There's something about that that seems appropriate to me.
And this is your 45th anniversary season.
Yes.
Seems a fitting work to celebrate your anniversary. It's just such a big celebratory piece of music.
It's a great piece of music. It was introduced when it was published as the greatest work of all men and all nations. And I think it was meant hyperbolically because they wanted to sell books. But 200 some odd years later, it's turned out to be true. It's probably Bach's greatest piece. And I have a hard time finding a piece that's better than the B minor Mass, just in terms of the quality of the construction and the imagination and the sheer depth of emotion and I don't know. It's like entering its own universe, the B minor Mass. It's a piece that you cannot describe.
I think it's fitting, too, for the 45th anniversary of this festival. Our roots, of course, are in Mozart, and Mozart was one of the greatest composers who ever lived. But Bach may have been the greatest composer who ever lived. And the Mass in B minor is a bit of a compilation of his greatest hits, because it was completed at the end of his life. And so he took bits and pieces of all of the works that he was working on through his life and sort of sewed them together into this tapestry of really beautiful sound. And we're very excited about it.
You're listening to Issues and Ideas. I'm Marisa Waddell talking with Bettina Swigger, who's the executive director of Festival Mosaic, and Scott Yu, who's the music director. Festival Mosaic is coming up July 16th through the 26th, and tickets go on sale next week. How many people are going to be
on stage? Mm-hmm. I think it's probably over 60, because there are 24 choristers, and I keep forgetting how large the orchestra is, but it's, you know, it's as large as you can possibly fit in the mission, and then five soloists. So it's a lot, and there will be a considerable amount of sound being generated from the stage. But, you know, every time I look at the B minor Mass, I realize it's otherworldly work. I mean, you can look at the work of a great composer and say, oh, yeah, this is just very inspired, and you can almost picture somebody writing that and somebody with a pen and paper saying, okay, this is what I'm going to do here. But it almost seems impossible when you look at the B minor Mass. It's so great that how could a person have assembled that?
What are some of the other things that you're doing to celebrate the 45th anniversary?
Well, we always have our annual Mozart in the Mission concert, and this year we're very happy to be featuring a soloist named Kristen Lee, who's a fantastic violinist, and she has achieved some notoriety recently. She just was awarded one of the Avery Fisher Career Grants for 2015. She was here a couple of years ago, and she's making a return. We'll also be doing a live audio simulcast of that concert in the Mission Plaza, so we're inviting people to come and bring chairs and blankets, and maybe a picnic, and you can sit and listen outside if you're not able to get a ticket. We do anticipate that concert selling out. We also, of course, have our Mozart in the Mission dinner in the plaza, and that's provided by Big Sky Cafe. So the festival doesn't have just fantastic musical experiences, but we also provide really wonderful opportunities to socialize and enjoy San Luis Obispo hospitality.
Mm-hmm. And you don't just have big orchestral and choral works. You have all kinds of music, from chamber music to Celtic music this year, and free events.
Duke Ellington.
Tell me about the Duke Ellington.
John Novacek and Sue Cahill will be doing an evening of sort of mixing and matching classical and jazz. And so they're going to be playing a piece by Haydn, a very nice piece for violin and horn and bass, and Ellen Zwillich's piano quintet for the same orchestration as the Trout Quintet, violin, viola, cello, bass, and piano. So, you know, just a regular classical concert, but they're intermixing that with a Duke Ellington set, and they're playing some of Sue Cahill's own original jazz pieces. And last year's concert was very, very good, and I think this one will be even better.
Tell me about the Kilcannon.
Very excited. Kilcannon is coming back for two performances this year. They're going to transform the Sea Canyon Fruit Ranch in Avila Beach into a Celtic wonderland. And we're going to do a family concert, which we haven't done for a while. So we're encouraging young children to come for that event in the morning. And then in the afternoon, we'll have a regular fringe concert with them.
Bettina, how does one get tickets?
You can visit our website at festivalmosaic.com, or you can also call the office at 805-781-3009. I'd also like to put in a plug for our YouTube channel, where you can see Scott Yu and other festival musicians give a preview of our summer festival, and you can also watch performances from past seasons to get a sense of what the festival is like and what you can experience here this summer.
And we'll go ahead and link to that on our website at kcbx.org. And between now and July, is there anything that you need from your community, volunteers?
Oh, that's a wonderful question, Marisa. We do rely on volunteers. We have a group of about 60 volunteers who help us out, but we're always looking for more qualified people. In particular, we're looking for people who are interested in helping out at family concerts and also with our outdoor audio simulcast at the Mozart in the Mission concert. So if you're interested in volunteering, getting to know a group of really wonderful people and hearing some fantastic music to boot, you can contact us via our website, which is festivalmosaic.com.
Okay, great. That's the Festival Mosaic, July 16th through the 26th. Thank you so much, Bettina Swigger and Scott Yu.
Thank you, Marisa.
Thank you so much.